The Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notes.
Yes, it is. It's Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles, Charlie Battisti & Co. And they pair us here for questions without notice. Just before we get into it proper, Steve's rung in from Hurstbridge, a nice part of Melbourne town. G'day, Steve. Welcome.
Hey, boy. Yeah.
Good, Steve.
Yep.
No, we can't hear you okay.
You can hear the kids.
Your line's atrocious, Steve. We'll try and get you back in whenever you're on more solid footing there.
Oh, Keith seems to have done himself a mischief.
Question without notice.
Yes.
And I'm going from footy to cricket. What do you think the reception for the Australian captain, Pat Cummins, would be like in Perth?
Fine.
After he's in the Langer Stoush.
Fine. Because there's not going to be anyone there. There's not going to be anyone there. We read they've sold tickets in the hundreds. They're protesting. They're staying away. So there'll be no animosity, I wouldn't have thought, for the Australian captain, Pat Cummins. Would there be anyway? Would they really get into him? Surely not. On a home test match, they wouldn't get into him. You reckon they would? In that part of Australia, that's possible. It is possible.
I asked the question for you to answer, not to throw back to me.
Said no. There'll be no one there to get into him.
Okay, fine. Your turn. Gee, you're a little angry ant this morning.
Should we lower...
What happened to you last night?
I'm good.
Didn't get any sleep or something?
Should the sub next year have to wear a green vest?
Oh, that's a joke, you and the sub. You've carried on for that for about an hour and a half this morning. It was boring.
Or should they wear a different sort of uniform?
I'd just sit on the bench and put the club tracksuit on, and when you're called to go on, you go on.
Death of the vest?
You and the vest, seriously.
Okay, you got one?
How did we improve the draft? I mean, you're wanting to make it into a TV event and something that people want to go to. How does that happen?
You get people in. You get an audience.
What people?
You get an audience in.
But what people?
What do you mean, what people?
Well, what audience? What audience do you want?
What do you mean, what people? These are the...
You want the guys from the Byron Bay pub coming in Polex.
How good would that be? Mackenzie. How good would that be?
So just the whole draft just turns into a World Cup soccer fan frenzy.
Are you telling me diehard fans wouldn't go to the draft? Are you telling me there would be no interest?
Of course they
would go.
But the Wardlaw clan, they've come from 12 pots, and then they're going to...
Well, we don't advocate for that, but I'm sure there'll be enough natural...
Then sit up the back chanting Wardlaw all night.
Don't. Hey. It's like when Rafa Nadal here at the Australian Open in January, when they get ready to serve, they quiet down. So when the draftee comes, you make your noise, they come up, they get their jumper presented, and then it works in every other sport that has a live audience for their draft. Let's get into it. NBA draft, NFL draft. Not saying it has to be an American thing, but it needs something. Surely you agree with me.
It needs glitz and glamour.
It needs something, my goodness.
No, those American drafts, they're extraordinary. There's lights going off and... streamers and...
Good, bad and otherwise. Like, imagine it last night with, the Dogs coming in with that bid for Jasper Fletcher. Imagine the room. They've had a crack. They haven't forgotten the Josh Dunkley. You know, it'd be great. The narrative, the storyline, the spice. I think it absolutely has to happen.
Father, son, 100, 50 or just one game?
One game? No, it's got to stay at 100, I reckon. It's got to stay at 100.
Too many. 50's
too few. There'd be too many, and then clubs
so
will
many
be...
so cut down with injuries and stuff like that from, sort of that 30-game to 70-game mark. I think it should be 50.
Was it...
People are aligned to a club at 50.
Was it Simon Goodwin that was the interim coach at Essendon maybe for one game? He had to sit in for one game, I reckon. I think I've got this right. And this people will educate me on this. 1-300-736-736. If you're an Essendon supporter, because I think... in that game, he selected Alwyn Davey. Now I'm going off on a tangent here, I know, but I think he selected Alwyn Davey, and that selection was Alwyn Davey's 100th game, which qualified him for father son, and now his twins are going to come across. I think Simon Goodwin deserves an enormous thanks from the Essendon faithful for getting Alwyn to triple figures. It's fine margins, isn't it? No, it's got to stay there. It's got to stay at the 100.
Disagree.
You think lower?
50.
50?
50.
Andrew's in height. Andrew, welcome to you.
Hey, Sammy. Just with people being at the draft, it would work until a club selected someone that the fan base don't want. Knicks and Bazingas, mate.
Of course.
Some kid getting booed.
Yeah, that will happen. And that does happen in the States as well. So you're going to have to take the bad with the good, I suppose. But do we follow them enough, Andrew, to be willing to boo? I mean, we don't have the same coverage of our underage talents as they do in the States. Would be passionate enough to boo a kid? Surely, I'd like to think we wouldn't do that.
You're Carlton.
Am I naive?
Booers.
Am I a bit naive, Andy? You reckon someone will cop a bit of stick?
I think someone would.
Okay. All right, Andrew. Good call from you. Pete's in Paran. Pete, the sub. What's the sub uniform for 2023? There's got to be something.
Yeah, well, and, you know, knowing that the AFL loves entertainment and also wanting to test how much love our players.
Oh, we might have some issues with the phone lines here, Pete. We keep losing you. I don't know if it's Coxie's sort of sticky fingers on the screen. I think it might be. Might need to wash his hands. I'm not sure what's going on down there, but he keeps putting you on hold. Are we gonna try Pete again? Pete, we'll try you one more time, mate. What should the sub wear?
Good morning. I was just saying, given the AFL's drive for entertainment and the players testing the players' love for the game, I'm thinking of something totally left of centre, Sammy. How about the Borat Mankini while you sit on the bench?
Oh, yeah, I don't think the Borat Mankini is going to fly, Pete, to be honest with you. But like your lateral point
of
view.
It'd have to get warmed up, wouldn't it, in the middle of July?
Probably would be. Down at GMHBA Stadium with the Mankini on, it'd be a bit rough. Warren's rung in. Warren, hey, educate me. Have I got it right with the Davey twins? Is that, have I changed history there?
Listen, mate, I think I read this story only a week or so ago, but yeah, I think it was Hurdy.
Hurdy?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Sure I read that, okay. Read that just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, that he'd been down on form, he'd been dropped. And with that in mind, yeah, they brought him back in.
Okay. All right. I'll have a look at it during the break, Warren. My recollection was it might have been Goody, but you might very well be right. Regardless, the Davey twins look like they're headed for Tullamarine, which will be great. Damo's had a crack at me, though, Scoob. You're a peanut, Edmund. No one would attend the draft as an audience. Boring. Well, geez, they gather around the TV. Surely they're going to go to the draft, aren't they, if they're given the opportunity?
He wanted to get his point across, Damo. He sent it in three times.
And he put peanut in capitals as well, just to make the real
emphasis. Do not speak to me like that.
No, that's right. Thank you, Razor. Maybe Andrew's got a good idea about how to generate some excitement. Andrew, welcome to you.
Yeah, well, I always got ideas, but I'm not sure that they're always good. my idea would be to invite the clubs these players are associated with, bring them all in and put them under their banner. And then they can support their person to get drafted in some sort of way. And I also think that the coverage should be on free-to-air as well. Foxtel can still show it. Mm. But get a better input. You know, I watched it last night, so I'm fortunate enough to have that, but a lot of people don't. And I think that will create interest as well and just, yeah, spark it up a bit. Although the coverage last night.
You are an ideas man.
Good on you.
Good on you, Andy. Sorry to cut you off there, Coxie. It's a sticky finger.
It's not a bad idea. They mentioned where young Aaron Cadman played and his junior club, which was the Darley Football Netball Club.
Get him in the room with his mates. That'd be great. People will attend. You know what else they should do? Start broadcasting the tribunal cases as well, even just online. Just put them up. You can't
stream
tell me.
Them.
Stream them. The appetite for that would be enormous, I reckon.
It's the vibe and...
Yep.
No, that's it. It's the vibe.
Yep. I reckon it'll be huge. They already live commentate on them anyway with a scrolling text. If we were to get a feed for some of those high-profile tribunal cases like the Paddy Cripps one of this year, big one on the eve of the finals, the grand final spot on the line, you can't tell me people wouldn't log in for that. I reckon it'd be great. Kieran's in South Morang. He's got a question without notice for us, or maybe a clarification without notice for us before we get to the break. G'day, Kieran.
Hi, how are you going? Simon, I'm with you on the 50-game qualification for father-son. We're still believing down at North over Phil Kelly's 60 games.
Yeah, I think 50 games is a good number. I think 100, you know, It's a rarity. It's not a rarity. I like 50. I think 100, you know, the risk factor of players getting injured and not quite getting there but having a real affiliation with a footy club in under 100 games, there's many and varied that do it and have many years getting to 60 and 70 through injuries, etc. So I think I would like, you know, I'm thinking that's the number for me. I don't think it's ever going to change, but that's the number for me, 50.
Okay. All right. We'll agree to disagree. 1-300-736-736 is the ENS open line. I've got another couple of questions here. I'm not quite done with you yet, but we need to get to a break. We'll back.
We've done.
No, back after
Charlie.
This. No, there's more.
How much did Charlie have?
Back after this.
Yeah. Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Welcome back. It's Summer Breakfast. Well, actually soon to officially be Summer Breakfast. We're a couple of days away from December the 1st, so we trickle over into Summer Breakfast, formally speaking anyway. But Gary
Thursday,
Kinback,
party day is Thursday when Summer Breakfast begins.
There you go.
We've been doing Spring Breakfast.
The first test, first ball bowled tomorrow at Optus Stadium in Perth. Mm. That signifies the beginning of summer when the first red ball gets sent down the runway. Daniel's in Caroline Springs. He's got an idea for us how we might be able to spruce up the coverage and the event that is the National Draft. G'day, Daniel. Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
We're well.
Yeah, just want to talk about how we can garner some more interest in the draft. And I think if we look at, you know, the American sports where the draft is such a popular event, we need to get more coverage for the under-18 program happening, you know. The NAB League app is, the coverage that's on that NAB League app just isn't suitable. So if we get more interest happening at the under-18 level, more people will generally be interested in the kids coming through the system.
Yeah, it's hard to see how that's going to happen, though, isn't it, Daniel? You know, given the cost associated with broadcasting from venues like that, we don't have the population, we don't have the viewership. Totally different sort of culture than America, where there's very little club sport. It's all high school and then university and then bad luck if you don't make it. So there's a lot of things that make it challenging to do that here. So maybe what you're saying is if we do have a draft night, it'll fall flat because we just don't have the narratives on a big scale of the kids to know how they've gone and I guess their stories leading in. So you might be onto something there as well. We might go back out to Hurstbridge where we didn't have Steve earlier. He wanted to try again. G'day, Steve. Welcome.
Hey, sorry about that, boys. You know, the silly thing is you can put a man on the moon back in the 60s. But as soon as you go down the hill with a couple of trees around you, you haven't got a hope in hell.
Well, you're in a leafy part of Melbourne there, Steve. So you've got a few obstructions. Well, what's on your mind this morning?
Okay. Shift the Sheehan tries his damnedest to make it interesting by saying, how did this guy slip through to here? This club's got a steal. And I'm just wondering what number it's going to get to tonight where he doesn't say it.
A steal of the draft. Yeah, well, he's always a glass half full shifter, a lovely man. So he never has a bad word to say about any of the club's picks or any of the kids who are drafted, which is perfectly fine. But he's just a positive operator. Scoob
shifter Sheehan.
He wants them all to be drafted. He'd have 400 drafted.
Seen a lot go through his fingers, isn't he?
What a great
over the years through his hands.
Indeed,
fingers, hands.
Great man is Shifter Sheehan. And what he does know is he's someone who knows all the kids inside and out and their stories and off the field and on the field. So he's great to have as part of the coverage. And we're certainly not knocking the coverage, but it just lacked a bit of spice, a bit of colour, a bit of excitement in the room last night. They had the draft a couple of years ago.
That is up to the broadcaster. I mean, you got to. If their feedback is and their ratings are certain numbers and they've got to improve on it. Well, they've got to sit down with the AFL and they've got to come up with some creative ideas. I mean, that's what the good production teams do. Mm. So they're obviously satisfied with the way it goes, how it rates and the way it's presented.
Yeah, there was
they haven't changed it.
Last night? It was at Jeff Shed historically, but they had it in one of the bigger auditoriums. I went along and it was the perfect size. It was without being too big, it would have been perfect for a live audience. In the auditorium there, it would have been magnificent.
You're in the live audience. You're into that live audience.
Got to happen. We've got to do something. Anyway, that was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti and Co, Melbourne's most trusted repairer.
It said he got 40 minutes this morning. Charlie.
And I didn't even really get you to give us your proper opinion on whether Cam Green should listen to David Warner
either. Yes, I did give my opinion, you nasty little ant.
Oh,